Today, as a faith community, we remember the baptism of Christ, and I invite us all to have our own personal baptismal reminder. May we remember it is through our baptisms in which we are identified as the daughters and sons of God, as members of God's holy family. May we remember when we were marked as Christ's own forever. When we listen to the words of Isaiah today, one of the very first emotions that we should feel is a sense of belonging, a sense of connectedness, a sense of fellowship as a body of believers. When my children were younger and they were growing through the awkward stages of not being chosen for certain social activities, I would tell them, if I lined up all the kids on the universe, the smartest, the brightest, the strongest, I would choose you every time. I wanted them to grow up knowing just how very special and loved they were. I wanted them to know that whatever the world showed them that broke their hearts, that Paul and I felt they were precious in our sight, and more importantly, that they were loved by us and by God. The words from Isaiah relay somewhat of the very same message to each of us today as members of God's kingdom. From Isaiah, we find words which offer us a relationship and an identity in Christ Jesus. When God says, I have summoned you by name, you are mine. You are precious and honored. I give nations in exchange for your life. God is claiming us as God's very own and establishing family ties and bonds of committed lives together. As a faith community, we gather each week to worship, and our worship should inspire within us a sense of belonging to one another. And on this day, when the church remembers the baptism of Jesus, may we also remember baptism as the most defining act in the church's life. For it is the sacrament which bonds us together and seals us with the indelible mark of Christ. It is through water and the Holy Spirit that we were made members of the body of Christ and join in Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice. Through our baptism, we see the likeness of God in every person. And in those times in which we are uncertain of one another or fear the other who is different from us, may we too remember we each were divinely created by God. Quite often, fear can be a force which also divides us. As the world continues to change and shift and progress and then reset, God says, fear not, I am with you. When political ideas change, when the economy becomes inconsistent, when we make mistakes, when we fall, God whispers, fear not, you are mine. You are precious to me. I will be with you. I will protect you. I will love you, and I will gather you to myself. There are perhaps no greater truths that should impact our personal identities than the beautiful promises from Isaiah. Within the prophet's words, we should find comfort and peace. But there are often times where we may feel that we are wrestling with the ups and downs of life. In a world which changes so very quickly, quite often it is difficult to begin each day fully embracing and living into the meaning of truly belonging to a God who promises to stick closer to us than a sister or brother. Sometimes it is often difficult to live each day in faith with a God who assures us that when we pass through the waters, and we certainly will, God will be with us, and the rivers will not overcome us. We have all been through deep waters, and experience trials and tribulations. And just perhaps as we felt we were ready to give up, maybe we can recall God's promises, and maybe we found ourselves strengthened for another step along our troubled journey. In our passage from Isaiah today, God is speaking to Israel and reminding them of the many times he provided deliverance. God delivered them when they crossed the Red Sea and the Jordan. And even though Egypt was the most ancient, most civilized, and most powerful nation of their times, God chose to carry Israel through the storms of life. Many times we too have crossed the Red Seas of life without even knowing it. We have crossed those waters where God created a path which saved us, a path which protected us, a path which carried us through. And God not only saves us through the storms of life, God also saves us from our personal fears. I don't need to tell you today that quite often the challenges of life can easily be laced with fear, because we each know that sometimes the world can be a frightening place. It is within these seasons where we may often lose our grounding and where it becomes easy to allow fear to overtake us. Quite often we tremble at what we see, yet if we would take a moment to recall the God who always stands beside us, holding us, reassuring us, and saying, "Fear not, I am with you." And when we can recall those past experiences where God has served as a practitioner of care and support, then it is then that we are able to trust in a God who can bring us through similar storms in life. It is then that we remember the power of a God who has opened doors where there were no doors. We remember the God who made a way out of no way. And just perhaps when we look back over our spiritual journey with Christ, we will recall not just those times that we made it through, but also the one who carried us through. There is an old hymn called "How I Got Over" by Mahalia Jackson, who was my grandmother's favorite singer. As a child, I really thought my grandmother wrote the song herself because she sang it often. And whenever I would tap my feet to the beat and she noticed that I was participating, she always had a message. And once I remember her saying, "Yes, baby, remember, one day you're gonna look back and wonder how you made it over. Know that it was God." Today, I often find myself in my prayer corner singing the same song, thanking God and realizing that my grandmother was right, for these very same words carry me through the storms of life. And for that, I can say thanks be to God. None of us enjoy experiencing the storms of life, but if we look at them on the underside, they can be growing tools. When we each look back to those rough patches in life, we can use those past experiences to increase our faith and to grow spiritually stronger. We can use the storms of life to enable us to shift our perspective when we feel defeat and to be reminded that God still whispers life into dry bones, and God is still calling out to us, "Do not fear, I am with you." Today, God still says, "Do not look at your situation, look to me. Focus on who you are, know whose you are. Fear not, for I am always with you." And if we allow it, the scary thing is that fear can become such a powerful force, and it can often cause disbelief in the promise that God will never leave us nor forsake us. God tells us throughout the scriptures to fear not, a simple two-word phrase, which is an absolute command for us to ground ourselves in the eternal promise that God is with us. But when fear is unchecked, it robs us of our perspective. It destroys our vision. Fear ushers in distrust, finger pointing, and despair. Fear spreads like wildfire and can cause us to lose the ability to see clearly. And it is fear itself, not the object of that fear, when allowed to run rampant, can eventually destroy our spirit and our commitment to discipleship. More importantly, when left unattended, fear can cause us to doubt the power and activity of God in our lives. And the greater our fear becomes, it distorts God's vision and purpose. It closes our hearts and minds from receiving the promises of God. And so today, as we look to the baptism of Christ, may we also remember the promises and hope of our own baptism. May we know, even at this very minute, God is creating a new thing in our lives. God is constructing our highway in the desert. God is reordering paths and working as our oasis and as our streams in the wastelands. Today, I invite each of us to also dive deeper into our passage from Isaiah and bask a while to see if you find your life, your purpose, your journey within his words. These teachings have been around for a long time, but they never grow old. They are made new every day and are always on the cutting edge for spiritual revival and renewal. Still today, God assures us of his love and protection through the very same words. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, I am about to pour new life into old spaces. I am about to gather you up for my glory, for my honor, and my purposes. My sisters and brothers in Christ, whenever life seems muddled and fear attempts to overwhelm us, may we reclaim our baptism and our identity, because it is through our baptism that we are brothers and sisters in Christ and heirs to the kingdom of God. And for that, we can say, thanks be to God. Amen.